Dr. Foot Newsletter, our special offer to all newsletter subscribers. 10% off your next purchase when you use the coupon code EZINE10. Valid only until the 28th of February 2014.
Dr. Foot e-Newsletter. Welcome to the latest issue of Dr. Foot's e-Newsletter. This is the second issue for February 2014, with over 200,000 subscribers. This newsletter is published every fortnight to inform and educate people about proper foot care skills and techniques, provide tips on foot care, review foot care products, and highlight problems people have with their feet. We begin with our featured article, Plantar Fibromatosis, Lump in the Heel.
While foot problems affect a large portion of the population, plantar fibromatosis remains a relatively uncommon diagnosis. It is a somewhat rare condition that occurs when plantar fibromas, non-cancerous or benign tumours, develop on the bottom of the foot within the connective tissues, plantar fascia, that run from the heel to the toe of the foot. These benign tumours are firm, slow-growing masses that contain excessive collagen or fibrotic tissue levels. Plantar fibromatosis can develop in one or both feet and usually develops in concert with other issues, such as the use of anti-seizure medication Dilantin, or after damage has occurred to the plantar fascia. The reason for the connection between certain medications and the increased development in plantar fibromatosis has not been established. When tumours initially develop on the plantar side of the foot, they're usually small in the early stages of development and tend not to interfere with regular healthy foot function. It is only when the masses increase in size that they make bending the toes increasingly difficult and therefore negatively impact the regular gait cycle and begin to cause discomfort. Symptoms are similar to those found with Dupuytren's disease, a condition that affects the hands in much the same way that plantar fibromatosis affects the bottom of the feet. Men are stricken with this condition 10 times more often than women, and Caucasians are more affected than any other race. The development of plantar fibromas tend to increase with age. They most often develop in middle-aged or the elderly. Men over 70 years of age are particularly vulnerable. Superficial plantar fibromatosis, also called Lederhose's disease or Morbus Lederhose, is more often diagnosed in children than adults. It strikes both feet, bilateral condition, in 25% of cases. Also found in the fibromatosis group are aggressive infantile fibromatosis, or AIF, and juvenile aponeurotic fibroma, or JAF, both of which may be present at birth. Symptoms. While pain is a frequent symptom of plantar fibromatosis, it's not always present when the growths, which are firm to the touch, initially appear on the arch of the foot. Pain symptoms are likely to occur as the mass increases in size. Some patients experience discomfort primarily when wearing shoes that increase pressure on the arch, or when they are barefoot. A variety of symptoms may be present according to the size, location, and type of fibroma that has developed. Treatment. The size and location of the fibromas will dictate the course of treatment to be taken, as will the occurrence and or severity of pain symptoms. Smaller fibromas causing minimal pain will usually be treated with orthotic devices that provide padding, night splints, heel lifts or arch supports in order to reduce pressure on the growth. Reduced pressure has proven effective in shrinking the size of the fibromas. Verapamil gel, at a strength of 15%, is a calcium channel blocker that is used to treat heart problems such as angina and irregular heartbeat, but has also proven effective in shrinking this type of tumour as well when applied to the mass twice a day. Should the growths become painful and fail to respond to such treatments, more invasive procedures such as cortisone injections and/or surgery may be pursued. While cortisone injections often help reduce pain, they may also have the opposite effect and cause the spread and/or the enlargement of the fibroma. The fibroma can also be surgically removed, but there is also the risk that it will recur at a later date. Surgical intervention is considered only in some cases and is typically performed as an outpatient procedure but under anaesthesia. The use of crutches or a walker will be required for 3 to 4 weeks post-surgery.
News now of our new product, new design, Dr. Foot Adjustable Orthotic Sandals. Need orthotic support in warm weather, at the beach, after sports, or when you're not wearing shoes around the house? You need the Dr. Foot Orthotic Sandals. The Dr. Foot Adjustable Orthotic Sandals are unique orthotic sandals, which not only feature a built-in orthotic to support every footstep, but also have 2 adjustable Velcro forefoot supports to ensure an ideal fit. This orthotic sandal provides an improvement to open or loose orthotic footwear by the inclusion of 4-foot dual adjustable Velcro straps for comfort, fit, and medical benefit. Now, a question from a patient. This question is from Mr. David Gosling from the UK, who writes, "Dear Dr. Foot, I have been experiencing an intense sensation of burning under the soles of my feet. I went to a doctor who referred me to a specialist, and he diagnosed a condition called Grierson-Gopalan syndrome. He gave me vitamin B and sent me on my way. Can you explain what this strange-sounding condition is? And are there any creams I can use? Thanks, David Goslin." Here's Dr. Foot's answer.
Hello, Mr. Goslin. This is Dr. Foot. Grierson-Gopalan syndrome, better known as burning feet syndrome, consists of severe burning and aching of the feet, hyperesthesia, pain, elevated skin temperature, and vasomotor changes of the feet, associated with excessive sweating and general body wasting. Ocular complications may include scotoma and amblyopia, prevalent in women, onset between 20 and 40 years of age. This can occur due to hereditary factors or mechanical factors, such as mechanical compression of the peripheral nerves, as seen in tarsal tunnel syndrome, and in diseases such as hypothyroidism, diabetes, and rheumatoid arthritis. Studies have also related this condition to psychosomatic causes, vitamin B deficiency, renal failure in dialysis patients, and hypothyroidism. Nerve entrapment can occur at the level of the tarsal tunnel adjacent to the medial malleolus. Nerve entrapment due to sciatic mononeuropathy and spinal arteriovenous malformation can also cause burning feet. Burning is usually limited to the soles of the feet, but may ascend to involve the top of the ankles or lower legs. The arms and palms of the hands are spared. A few patients occasionally complain of pins and needles or tingling in the lower extremities. Symptoms show worsening at night with daytime improvement. Patients with underlying psychiatric disorders may present with a myriad of psychosomatic symptoms. Our recommended product for this condition is Aquiline Tired Foot Cream. Aquiline Tired Foot Cream combines the effectiveness of a foot massage, the invigorating power of epiline and sweet clover, and the stress-relieving pleasure of aromatherapy. Relax and revitalize yourself as you soothe and relieve hot, painful, swollen feet after a long day of standing, walking, or wearing uncomfortable shoes. Kind regards, Adam Brook, Dr. Foot.
Visit our website www.drfoot.co.uk for 5-star reviews on shoe powder that eliminates bacteria that cause the foot odour, men's comfort shoes, 10-minute callus removal kit, imperial solution for athlete's foot, bunion night and day splints that can correct bunions, Aquiline gel for smelly feet, Gerwell fungal nail oil for fungus nails, Flexitol heel balm for dry cracked heels, Dr. Foot Pro insoles for flat feet, and silicone heel cups for heel pain.
For more information, please visit our website www.drfoot.co.uk, the world's most comprehensive foot care site for foot and leg pain. If you wish to be removed from this mailing list, please visit the website www.drfoot.co.uk. We respect the privacy of all subscribers and will not disclose your email address or any information about you to any third party. Reader feedback to this newsletter and its articles are welcomed and encouraged. Please feel free to email any foot care ideas or tips that you've tried and would like to share with others. Send your feedback, ideas or tips to info@drfoot.co.uk.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. For more information on any other lower body healthcare topics, please visit our website www.drfoot.co.uk, where you can access information on foot conditions, shop online, access a discussion forum, request a live chat, or order a free catalogue. Do you know anybody with visual impairment? Do tell them they can listen to this podcast on our website and that previous editions are also available there. You can also write to Dr. Foot at P.O. Box 13426, Birmingham, B25, 9BX. Copyright 2014, Dr. Foot.